Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Cullenbine settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cullenbine. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Locatello misplays the ball. That's an error on Locatello. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Walker moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Walker scores. Trosky moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Heath moves to third. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Clift moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 2 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath bunts towards the mound. Ostermüller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. K. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Locatello applying the tag. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Boudreau moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Locatello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locatello moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locatello moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Locatello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Locatello. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Ostermueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 3 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace pinch hits for Fritz Ostermueller. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Locatello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.